Hi there, this is Ryoko Takao from Tokyo, Japan, and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 95. Of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The expression I'm going to teach you in this episode is cross your T's and dot your I's. Cross your T's and dot your I's. Well, in this expression, T's refers to the letter T, and I's refers to the letter I. So when we say cross your T's and dot your I's, we mean make a little line to finish your T, and make a little dot to finish your lowercase I. So you can see where this expression comes from. It comes from writing. So why do we use this expression? Why is there a special way of saying this to cross your T's and dot your I's? Well, when we use this expression, it really does not have anything to do with writing or spelling. Instead, to cross your T's and dot your I's means to take care of every detail, to do something perfectly, to do something all the way until the end, to finish every last part of something. When I think of this expression, I think of somebody finishing a complicated or important project, the kind of project where being very accurate and precise and detailed is very important. So, somebody might say, I'm all done. I have crossed my T's and dotted my I's. In other words, I have taken care of every last detail. Now, this reminds me of another expression that has a very similar meaning, and that is finishing touches. When we talk about the finishing touches of something, we are talking about those final details. In other words, finishing touches are the final efforts, the final things you have to do in order to conclude a large or important project. So, that is cross your T's and dot your I's. And now, if you hear that expression, you'll know where it comes from and you'll know when to use it. And that's the end of episode 95 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions about this podcast, or if you would like to record the introduction that I can play at the beginning of future episodes, just like Ryoko recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.